AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama toured a drug rehab center and met with former inmates in Newark, New Jersey, then called on the nation to ensure those regaining their freedom get a second chance, because if they can't find jobs...
That's bad for not only those individuals, it's bad for our economy. It's bad for the communities that desperately need more role models who are gainfully employed.
Also Monday, the president signed the budget and debt ceiling plan into law.
Acting with just a day to spare before the government hit its borrowing limit with its specter of a first-ever default, the president said the two-year blueprint's a worthy compromise.
A budget that reflects our values, that grows our economy, creates jobs, keeps America safe.
But best of all, it lifts the threats of default and government shutdown till after the next president's sworn in.
It is a signal of how Washington should work.
Now lawmakers need to finish individual agency spending bills. Obama says doing that before the holidays would be the best Christmas gift Congress could give the American people. Mark Smith at the White House.
TransCanada has asked the U.S. to suspend its review of the application for the controversial Keystone Pipeline. Company spokesman Mark Cooper.
We're asking them, in light of the fact that we've begun a new process in Nebraska, and out of respect for that process, to suspend its decision until that process has been completed.
Sound courtesy CTV. The move comes as the Obama administration increasingly appears likely to reject the permit application. The Vatican's new leak scandal has intensified, with a book detailing the mismanagement and internal resistance thwarting Pope Francis' financial reform efforts. Citing confidential documents, the book, The Merchants in the Temple, exposes millions of euros in lost rental revenue, the scandal of the Vatican saint-making machine, and greedy monsignors. This is AP Radio News. A measure on Tuesday's ballot in Houston that would ban discrimination against gays and transgender residents as supporters and detractors among local ministers.
At a news conference covered by Houston's KPRC, the Reverend Jenny Martin Fairbanks said her church supports the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance because
our faith leads us to be a light that shines on the hill.
But the Reverend Hernan Castano and other Houston pastors worry that the ordinance will let sexual predators use women's restrooms.
We are saying no to protect our women and our children.
Supporters of the ordinance call those concerns unfounded. I'm Steve Coleman.
Johnny Mathis Hollywood Hills home has been damaged in a fire, flames jumping from a vegetation fire. KTTV-TV reports the 80-year-old singer had just flown back to Los Angeles from a show in Cleveland to learn his house caught fire Monday evening. Mathis says his house of more than 50 years is a total loss. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.